My eye has seen all this. My ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you.
But I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to argue with God.
But you smear me with lies. You are all worthless physicians.
Oh, that you would be completely silent, and that it would become your wisdom.
Please hear my argument and give your attention to the contentions of my lips. Will you speak what is unjust for God? And speak what is deceitful for Him?
Will you show partiality for Him? Will you contend for God? Will it go well when He examines you? Or will you deceive Him as one deceives a man?
He will certainly punish you if you secretly show partiality. Though He slay me, I will hope in Him. Nevertheless, I will argue my ways before Him. This also will be my salvation. For a godless person cannot come before His presence. Listen carefully to my speech. Let my declaration fill your ears. Behold now, I have prepared my case. I know that I will be vindicated. Who could contend with me? For then I would be silent and die. Only two things I ask that you do not do to me. Then I will not hide from your face. Remove your hand from me, and may the dread of you not terrify me. Then call and I will answer, or let me speak and reply to me. How many are my guilty deeds and sins? Make known to me my wrongdoing and my sin. Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Will you scare away a scattered leaf, or will you pursue the dry chaff? For you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the guilty deeds of my youth. You put my feet in the stocks
and watch all my past.